Good afternoon. We continue to enjoy a dry day today with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds. It'll be a bit cool, but seasonably so, with temperatures reaching into the upper 30s. There could be a few flurries or scattered snow showers across the Adirondacks downwind of Lake Ontario. Clear skies to start this evening, with temperatures dropping quickly after sunset back down into the 20s. Gradually overnight, clouds will increase from the south as a storm system along the eastern seaboard draws closer. Clouds will thicken up during the morning tomorrow, and light snow will break out from south to north across southernmost New York and New England into interior sections by mid-afternoon. Most of northern Vermont, the Champlain Valley, the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills will stay dry as the track of this next system tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night will be far enough off the coast. However, the eastern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Vermont, and western New England will pick up a light dusting of snow the second half of the day tomorrow and into Saturday night. In fact, some places in these areas could pick up as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow. The best chance of this amount will be in New England. High temperatures on Saturday will be in the lower to mid 30s. Some leftover snow showers for the day on Sunday and a few flurries again on Monday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to another storm, which will approach the area by Monday night and into Tuesday, and this could bring another round of mainly light snow to the region as we head toward the middle of next week, with high temperatures after that system passed through only in the 20s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper level pattern will keep locations from the south central to southeastern United States much colder than normal today and tomorrow. Temperatures will be roughly 10 to 20 degrees below average from central and southern Texas into the Carolinas, located north of a strong front currently stretching through Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico. A broad swath of precipitation is located north of that front from South Texas to the central Gulf Coast and the Carolinas. Much of this precipitation falling as a cold rain, but rare accumulating snow is occurring over portions of southern and southeastern Texas. As cold air continues to filter into the northern edges of the precipitation zone, a changeover to snow is expected for portions of the deep south, with 1 to 2 inches possible from southern Mississippi into northern Georgia into tonight. As low pressure organizes off the southeast coast, accumulating snow is also expected into the southern and central Appalachians as we get into the upcoming weekend. Some of the heavier accumulations of 3 to 6 inches are expected in the higher terrain of the southern Appalachians and across New England as that surface low strengthens late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for these locations, including Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta, Georgia. Out west, little change in the upper level pattern will keep a strong ridge of high pressure anchored over the Great Basin into early next week. The result will be continued gusty Santa Ana winds and extreme fire weather conditions across Southern California, where a combination of red flag warnings and high wind warnings are in effect. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy near 40, Boston, mostly sunny in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with light snow, 1 to 3 inches by the end of the day in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 58, set in 1927, and the record low, 3 below zero in 1902. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy periods with breaks of sunshine today, highs in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Clear to start, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning with light snow moving in from south to north. A dusting up to a couple of inches of snow likely primarily south of I-90 and east of the Hudson River. In New England, as much as 3 to 4 inches of snow could fall during the afternoon and into the evening tomorrow. Highs in the lower 30s. A few leftover snow showers Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-30s. Another chance of snow Tuesday, lower 30s. And blustery and colder Wednesday and Thursday with a few flurries and snow showers in the 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.